The Chicago Blackhawks finished their mom's trip in the Steel City tonight, looking to do something nice for the ladies who are their biggest fans. Now, the road doesn't get any easier for the Hawks, but taking a win out of Pittsburgh against the surprisingly strong Penguins would be a really nice way to finish things off before heading back to the Windy City. Now to center ice we go. Drop of the puck, we're underway. Lizotte wins this draw. Back to the Penguin blue line. Gulak put it behind the net. Kindle had a pass up the slot. This is picked off by Frank Nazar, and he'll skate it through center. Over the Penguin line. Nazar dropping it to Green. Top of the right circle. Fed the slot. Murphy shoots. He scores! Connor Murphy with a laser of a wrist shot over the glove of Shelofs. And the Hawks draw first blood, 1-0. The goal at 9:32 of period number one. And no doubt about that.
Certainly not.
Achari chasing it down, but beaten to the puck by the Hawks' Tyler Bertuzzi. Worked it free to the corner. Oh, Vlasic had his feet swept out from underneath him. No call. In front of the net, Kindle fires. He scores. So for Ben Kindle, that's three goals in his past two games. All of it happening in the Hawks' end after Alex Vlasic was down on the ice and could not defend. A little unsure why a penalty wasn't called there, but it wasn't, and we're tied at one. Ryan Green is able to stab it away to the left wing boards. Lefshinov can't clear. Taken away by Mantha. Put it to the left circle, and a shot from Kindle. He scores. Well, this time it's Ben Kindle's goal, and that's his third in two games. The Penguins take a 2-1 lead. Now Bertuzzi checked off the puck of the Penguin line. Malkin took it into the Hawk zone, fed it down the slot. Chinnikov shoots and scores. Yegor Chinnikov, right place at the right time to take that pass from Malkin and finish with a snapshot that beats Soderblom. It's now 3-1 in favor of the Penguins with 4:30 left in period number two. Here's Mantha down the slot. Hawk zone moves in with a backhand and scores. Anthony Mantha put on a burst of speed from the Penguin blue line and cut between the Hawks' defense comprised of Kaiser and Lefshinov. Took a pass right down the slot and beat Soderblom with a backhand. It's now 4-1 Pittsburgh. Mantha put it in behind the net. Puck is sent to the top of the crease. McGroarty put a backhander on goal. Stick save made by Soderblom. Then a shot from Shea from the top of the right circle. He scores. With 29 seconds left in the second period, the Penguins have taken a commanding 5-1 lead. Dickinson Hawk line. He'll backhand the puck to the Penguin blue line, and the Hawks again try to get a line change. Lizotte into the Hawk zone, top of the right circle, centered across from the slot. Achari with a backhand, turned out by Soderblom. Loose puck in front, they score. And now Lefshinov and Noel Achari take exception to one another. Lefshinov pokes Achari in the face. The two of them joust hand in glove style, and the linesmen jump in to try and separate everybody. It's all happening with 6:01 left in the third. It's now 6-1 in favor of the Pens. Connor Bedard with a puck over the Penguin line. Right circle, stopping. Toe drags, fires. He scores! Well, Connor made that look kind of easy. As he skated into the Penguin zone, he backed the defense off. He just sort of disappeared. Connor stopped, took a second, did a little toe drag, and snapped it into the top shelf. 6-2. Donato into the Penguin zone, down the right wing of the corner with four. Darts in behind the net, put it around to the near corner to Doc, and that's how the game will end. So the mom's trip is over. Hawks are only able to get one out of a possible 4 points. Losing here tonight in Pittsburgh to the Penguins 6-2. And on the season series, the Penguins have swept both games, outscoring the Blackhawks in the season series 13-5. So we'll see what happens next year, but this one goes to the Penguins. They win to improve their record overall to 27 wins, 14 losses, and 11 shootout losses or overtime losses. The Blackhawks, unfortunately, now meanwhile fall to 21-24-9. Hawks will be back in action tomorrow night at the United Center against the Columbus Blue Jackets.